Smile. 90.4 FM.
The month of July started like this.
Who comes in?
That, of course, is our police minister, Mr. Qele, telling community activist Ian Cameron to literally ho yo becky. He quickly became a meme and later apologized, saying he didn't like being treated like a garden boy. The same month, Banyana Banyana arrived back home as heroes of the WAFCON, earning them a 15 million rand bonus from Sports Minister Natin Detwa, who immediately raised all that praise by announcing his intention to establish a 30 million rand National Philharmonic Orchestra. The idea followed closely on his 22 million rand flag idea, supposedly to unite South Africans, which it did, but in angry opposition to the idea. His justice colleague Ronald Lamola fared a little better when his request to formally start extradition proceedings against Rajesh and Atul Gupta was granted by Dubai. Abroad, Britons braved rough political seas in July after Boris Johnson was pushed overboard, followed by Liz Truss, setting a new 45-day record as head of state, the shortest in history.
I had literally already forgotten about her.
August saw inclement weather, leaving a trail of destruction in the Western Cape. Our inflation rate went through the roof, but petrol prices dropped slightly, and so did our unemployment figures. Speaking of unemployment, September saw a 73-year-old British man who'd been aimless all his life finally get a job when he went from Prince to King Charles. It followed the sad passing of his mommy, Britain's longest-serving monarch, which made Charles both the oldest ascension to the throne and the world's longest-suffering king-in-waiting. The quarter ended with NASA's spectacular crash of a satellite into an asteroid to test Earth's planetary defense systems. And apparently we're going to be just fine, guys. But only if it's a smallish asteroid coming at us at a steady speed, in a straight line, without any deviation, anything else, and we're pretty much buggered.
When you put it like that. You might remember Arnold Forsler, South African-born Hollywood star, joined us in studio. He was popping in ahead of the release of his Netflix series, Lyric. He chatted about his long career in Hollywood, from The Mummy to Blood Diamond and G.I. Joe. He also told us about his run-in with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, who's my least favorite person I've ever worked with, he said, you should go back to South Africa. You'll never make it. This is what I bliksem gesaid. He's got nothing out on Netflix.
Boom.
And here's Mr. Forsler starring in his own Netflix show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Enough said. We also had Sholto Copley, who popped in to talk about his new movie Beast alongside Idris Elba. Sholto told us a little bit about a character that he still wants to play.
South Africa, just this sort of Hollywood is very interested in this place. You know, that none of those guys have played New Zealanders. You know, you haven't seen Matt Damon doing his New Zealand or Idris Elba doing New Zealand. I mean, I love New Zealand or Australia for that matter. I used to do Australian, but I lost it. Somehow they don't do New Zealand. There's not much interesting things happening in New Zealand.
And then also in August, who would have thought that a song about a happy kid knowing the existence of delicious, juicy, beautiful corn would become one of the most wholesome moments of 2022?
For me, I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
It's corn! A big moving knob. It has the juice.
Oh, yes, the humble Millie went viral in a big way this year.
Love the Millie.
It is corn-tastic. And the most exciting thing to happen this year was definitely the Smile Breakfast heading off to Atlanta in the USA. We stayed up all night, USA time, to broadcast the show live from Atlanta for the entire week. And the venue was in partnership with Delta Airlines, one of the major airlines of the United States, who launched their direct flights from Cape Town to Atlanta starting on the 18th of December. And during this crazy week, we brought you all things America, the sights, the sounds, the foods, and getting to know the local people. This is what happened when we asked Americans what Bafana Bafana is.
What do I think is Bafana Bafana? A food?
It sounds like a flightless bird that you guys have, and you just see Bafana Bafana out like on the streets and just eating trash, and it's like the American pigeon is the Bafana Bafana. It's just a trash bird is what that is.
Bafana Bafana will henceforth always be known as a trash bird.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 9. Met Bobby en Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.